To Fana Upanui accompanied the Prime Minister to his trade delegation to China, and it was a very strong calling card. The images that many have seen across China of them performing haka on the Great Wall of China will long last in the minds of those who witnessed it. And of course, earlier today, we were reminded that when dealing with China, it's relationships that they value so much. And we know that when Nanaya was over there, she suggested to us that culture, connection and commerce were the order in which things progress there. So as far as the calling card's concerned, a very strong showing by Aotearoa. And we're kindly joined by Tamati Waka, who heads Te Whanau Upanui. Over the last couple of decades, his mahi has ranged from broadcasting, lecturing at tertiary level, and lately as a consultant on tikanga Māori alongside Māori land owners, but also he has been proud to lead Te Whanau Upanui since 05. He's with us today. He's returned back home to Tauranga, and so it's a warm welcome, a kia ora and a ni hau to Tamati Waka. Tēnā koe, Tamati.
Ai, tēnā koe, Dale, tēnā ki koutou katoa, ai, tika tēnā kōrero, ni hao, ni hao.
Ni hao, ni hao. Hey, is that the first time you've been to China, Tamati?
Yes, our rōpū had been there in the World Expo, but I wasn't able to go then. Back in 2010, the World Expo is like 6 months long, so our rōpū went there, 2010, for about 2 months, but for myself, yes, definitely a first time, and it was a wonderful, wonderful country, really, just, you know, being a different part of the world and seeing things you only see on movies.
Tēnā koe. The rōpū, as I say, was a strong calling card. I don't want to lessen or be disrespectful because, you know, you have your own money and you stand in your own on your own feet. You don't need our Prime Minister to be beside you to be proudly Māori. But he and we benefited from having this side of our people exposed so publicly amidst what effectively were trade delegations and decision-making opportunities. Talk with us about the Prime Minister. Do you think that he recognised that he wasn't just taking a kapaka or rōpū, but one of the very best in our land?
Yeah, he had a pautikanga there, you know, and telling him things, how things worked. He also had a minister, Henare, and we all know our minister is from up your area, actually, the MP for Tāmaki Makaurau, Honourable Pēni Henare. So he wasn't going in there blind. It was interesting because a lot of the things we were looking at, we all knew the previous Prime Minister and her ahua, and we were comparing him to her, and she's quite visible. And even the people were saying, like, if we're on the plane or if you're in the airport, Jacinda would be... the previous Prime Minister would be walking around talking to people, whereas our new Prime Minister is quite reserved. Yeah, absolutely nothing like me or you, you and I, Dale. He's quite reserved. And but by the end of the trip, it was awesome to see in the space of 5 days how he opened up and how their reservedness had disappeared, and he was quite open, not just to us, but to everyone on the delegation.
Tēnā koe. So, look, you were there. Well, how do you think the cultural side of the delegation, i.e. the efforts of Te Whanau Upanui, were received by the general public on one hand, but also by those who were, you know, in the heat of discussions? What was their reaction to our kaupapa Māori that you took as part of this delegation?
Before we left, we knew what our job was. And as we were travelling, I realised that, like, some respects, we're the marketing arm. We were the marketing arm of our plane, of our Air Force plane. You had the media arm, you had the business arm, you had the government arm, and we were kind of the marketing arm. But yeah, that's just one aspect. More of it, as you said, we were there to lead the cultural aspects. Ko mātou te kanohi o tātou o te iwi Māori, and if we're the kanohi o te iwi Māori, kāti ko mātou te kanohi o Aotearoa. We travelled with a big rōpū. And firstly, I think there was a lot of people on our delegation who were also quite reserved and unsure of how this would play out, having a rōpū Māori, a kapa, a strong Māori contingent on tour. And then when we arrived, you know, we've been teaching them a few waiata on the way, and interacting and involving them in things Māori as much as we can in an authentic way. And then when we arrived there, well, we're not new to going overseas, so we know the response we get. But I think our colleagues were unsure what the response would be to us from the other whenua. And you're quite right. Listening to your kōrero about Nanaia in your comments, we know this. Te rā whenua, te iwi o haina, heiwi tikanga nui. Heiwi tikanga nui, ko tātou te Māori, he pēnā anō. So culture played a huge part, and I think that actually, you know, just made things run smoother. What I was seeing, and then I'm seeing our leaders talking to their leaders, our business people talking to their business people, and just when the business started, things starts off with a smile, yeah, and a comment about what they had just witnessed or what they have heard. I think it made things flow nicer, especially at our banquet dinners, and they just lightened the mood and made things easier for them.
Well, we've got a distinctive style, haven't we, with beautiful, and I know that you guys as at Opu, have mastered the dynamics of sound. So there's this powerful delivery, also coupled with a very sensitive and gentle delivery, and we crisscross between the two. So there's no denying the class of the performance. I feel obliged to ask, at times we run the risk of, or did you feel any aspect of dial a haka?
Oh, there was a lot of stuff before we went over. We've all been caught up in that, especially our opu. We've been overseas a few times, and a lot of these trips have organised by the other end. But we're very fortunate that there was a strong Māori unit, I guess, on this side of on our side. Actually, they were like gatekeepers, and they recognised what aspect was Dala Māori, what aspect was cheesy, and all these types of things, and they're saying no. And that our main focus was these things here, these important things here. How can we tautoko without being Dala Māori? And it was quite funny, like when we were over there, these things did come up, and people, it was amazing to see, not just Chinese, but our own Kiwis coming around the corner, coming to talk to me or to team members if we can do this and that, and trying to dodge their own channels. Like, ooh, these people are true politicians, all right. But we're weary of that, Dale, and we understood that, hey, how can we do what we have to do to tautoko our premier, to tautoko our ministers, but do it in a genuine way, and we did it as the best things we can. I mean, for one example, we had our kuia there, Auntie Pania, and she had a death in the family, and she couldn't go to the tangi, you know, and we just had to go and tautoko her and hold up the works and say, sorry, Prime Minister, you can't have your briefing until we have a kōrero and a karakia and a waiata. So these things that we were able to do over there.
Tēnā koe, I'd say an old hand, but I say that with respect too, Tamati. There were some young performers in Te Whānau Apanui. What impact do you think travelling in this way might have had on them and how they see themselves and our kapa?
This has been happening for a while. So, like you said, there's a few of us who are quite experienced. We took a couple of rangatahi. We weren't able to take big numbers, so you have to balance it out. So we took a couple of rangatahi, and that is an eye-opener because a lot of trips were just going, you know, for festivals or something like that, or conferences, where this trip was actually, you know, was our the highest level of our country. Our Prime Minister was there. He's next to us. Yeah, he's just sitting next to us. So our kids got to see that and see how negotiations work with other iwi, other whenua. And that is an eye-opener. And they're young. They're like 18, 19. So it was amazing to see how they reacted. And of course, the Prime Minister's talking to us. And the first thing, like we're yapping, we're chirping, and as soon as the pirimia comes to talk to us, the first thing us Māori do is say nothing. Yeah, say nothing. And it's tohu tērā o te whakaiti. And Minister O'Connor was talking about our values. This is what we have to share with the Chinese people. And I just thought to myself, yeah, our New Zealand values, I firmly believe that they actually come from our Māori values. Yeah. And one of our Māori values is whakaiti, being humble. So that shone through, as well as our other values.
I remember talking with Pete Sharples when he was our Minister of Māori Development, and you might recall too, Tamati, they hosted a kaupapa up at Orake, the Dragon and the Taniwha, drawing the similarities in approach and cultural norms, our indigenous perspectives. And some of it was framed around the Kuaka, to be honest, because the Kuaka lands as it comes back from Siberia in China en route to Aotearoa. And using these sort of metaphorical references, in fact, drew our people closer together than we realise. We've got a seriously growing Chinese population in Aotearoa. Do you feel that there is more commonality than we realise? And, you know, as somebody who is involved with writing Waiata, reflecting Aotearoa, the changing nature of our communities today, can you see some coming together of our peoples in a cultural sense going forward?
Yeah, I mean, there's a whakaaro that we're having as we're travelling around to Dale and realising also that, you know, we're here for the, this is the part we're here to play, the cultural part, and the other people are trying to separate it. You know, we can see why there's business there and culture here. And the more you travel, the more you get into it, and you see that actually for people like us, like Tewi Māori, and even as we saw for myself, my own eyes, people in China, those things are inseparable. Yeah, inseparable, and that's most probably something that we have to come to grips with as a country, as a nation. Say, hey, kāre wehe nei mea. Yeah, the Western, the old traditional model, I guess, say business over there, family over there, culture over there. When we see, no, ko tahi te wairua o nei mea. Yeah, they're all linked, and they all have a role to play. And yeah, we saw the dragon, and it looks exactly like our taniwha on our carvings. Yeah, so we got that. I rongo mātou ngā kōreroa mo te kuaka coming from China. But then I have to keep quiet because I know it also comes from Siberia and Russia as well, so they might make that link with us. But yeah, tika we ngā kōrero. The hononga's there. We visited a whānau, just a random whānau in the middle of the hutongs, like their, you know, their street alleys and their courtyards. And this wahine was telling us her family have lived there for 400 years, but they've been oppressed by the government to move out and pressurised. Their business got taken over by the state and all these things. And it resonated with us. It said, yeah, we're the same. We're the same. It was 400 years ago. To us, it was about 200 years ago now. And ka waiata mātou ki te kuiane. And she cried. So that we have made these links already through our history. He ori te. There are many similarities.